Daf nun beis amadalof. They too save daiti lahudiel to let him know shalom neskavanti. They did not intend to get ahead of him. The prumbiyam mi have the tirusi yaser to the kape. Although is it considered an extra more than necessary watching, guarding with regard to this animal or not? Halacha kechanayi v'lo ichpat lon. He having tirusi yaser to. We don't care if you're doing an extra watching more than you need to. Yosef ba'afser im tachvo b'chikas karen. If you stuck it into the niche that you made in the horns, aval b'kshira ba'amli, just tying it low, you would not be allowed to dilma shofa mereshib. And then perhaps you remove it from its head, mitoch shavroisha dak, because its head is thin. B'imin atekas l'kan l'kan, and it's moving its head back and forth. K'shemoishkan osa, and it's pulling on it when you pull on it. V'asi l'asuya ba'amli spurshus harabim. You're going to come to carry the actual afser. In the public domain for amos. Tachav lo zikna shekosher sar zikna kimin nekef. When you tied its beard, like when making a hole over there in the middle, but tachav afser l'soichin, you stuck the afser into that hole. Menachem in atekes, it's a snapping the kofetzes and jumping under the under from one side to another. L'vrech miyado, to get away from him. Kol lo hazokin shindit lash hasar umachiva, the beard is going to hurt him when it tears out the hairs. Tanan hosam b'soif pirkin, at the end of the perek v'lo parbur tzuish b'inkarneh, and now the cow with a string that's tied between its horns. L'noi shetzoiva, you dyed it v'kolo l'noi, and you're tying it, wrapping it there for beauty. B'inkarneh, between its horns is where you're tying it. K'min kalia like a braid, m'karen l'karen, from one horn to the other, v'eino oichzeba, and you're not holding onto the animal by that string. L'shamer sh'oichzeba, you're holding on to the string. Also, the par mintra below achizeb, because the cow is watched even without holding on to it. And l'molich l'fanav, you move it while it's in front of you. Because sovereign it's Yerusi Yisarta Masihu, and this is Tana is holding that if you're over watching it, is considered a burden. L'shamer mutter, because sovereign it's Yerusi Yisarta La Masihu, is holding that doing an extra watching is not considered a burden. Arba behemus k'sol k'daituch the hochi kamar. This, and we think that this is what it's saying. The afser yoytzis, it can go out with an afser, but lo b'chatam, but not with the chatam. Alma, that shows in Tirosu Yisarta Masihu, that if you're watching it more than necessary, that's considered then a burden. Umay chazes the masmas hadash shmul mekamehi, that you are taking away, meaning ignoring that which Shmuel said because of the other statement, samehi mekameho. They'll do the reverse. Take away the other statement and from the whole thing with Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, and then take that away. We said behind you the Shmuel Hud Shari, that we have explicitly that Shmuel said that it's permitted. Ahud the Machlifin, that they flipped around the case in the mission in front of Rabbi Kudu Kimno, is as we established it earlier in the previous one, but the Lolamit Ute Mechatim is not coming to exclude the Mechatim, the Chatim, Elolam Ute Nako Ma'afser, the Lolamit Rabbi is coming to exclude the Nako from using an Afser on it, because that is not considered guarding it at all, and therefore it is a burden. Kosher Balehel, the Paraduma, here we're talking about the Paraduma, the red heifer. The Moisra of Abster, that Moisra is a different way of saying the term Abster, the type of harness. And the average cow is going to turn towards the grazing pastures. When you're taking it to another city, therefore it's not considered an extra guardian is needed. It's the common practice. Shani par aduma, a red cow. The domain yakarim binded to Rusi Yisarta mishinola. The ready for the time it's born and needs to be extra really watched because it's very expensive. The string is wrapped around the neck. Even though you're not holding on to it, Allah Masu is not considered a burden. Because this opinion is that even when it's for beauty, it's considered a normal way of doing it, and therefore it's considered a clothing and not a burden. Because you're pulling it in this strap that's permanently attached into the collar, the ring in the collar. Because watching it is the normal thing of doing. Because it's done for beauty, and that's not the common practice. Kruchin limoshech, kruchin berevach. You wrap it around, leaving some space over there. You can stick your hand in between the strap and the neck. Or you're going to leave a little bit of the rope hanging down. If the animal comes to run away, you'll have a way of easily, quickly grabbing onto it. Molois is the prey, this is the mules. Aval kruchin loy, but when it's wrapped around that, v'lo osa lashmina elo demulois mishtaros ba'afser, then it's all that's coming to teach, all that's coming to teach us is that the mules are watched through an avser, v'lo hamimasi lahu, and that's not considered a burden to them, meaning a load that they're carrying. Midir Rabbi Huda Amar Shmuel Nafka the Kolsokadaita, because we think at this point the Kibla Rabbi Minei, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi accepted the words and the testimony of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi. Tabasa Adam Shneisim Etzvah Lanoi, the person puts on his finger for beauty. Tmei the Tachshitu, because it's a jewelry. Umemidyan Yafina, we learn it out from Midyan. The Mandel Behen Tachshitin accounted, mentioned all the different jewelries. It's Ado bracelets with Samid. And other types of bracelets, vakulol koit is chatao atem v'shevichem, and it says on all of them you have to go and make them tahar again. You have to make them tahar. Tabas behemas could go in shear like the collar. Tabas kalim is kein shoyis barush yodos. A kalim is like something that they would put and slip onto the top of the handles. V'shar called a voice can go as soon as the delos like those which are used for a knocker on your door. Daf nun beis amud. Base to hers the lav mishum tachshit mitmul is not becoming tummy because of it being like jewelry. The ain't tachshit lekli because those are chingas putting jewelry on a vessel. The kli nami lohav, it's also not considered a kli. Ela tachshit kli is considered the jewelry for a kli. Umiu ba'oidim chubaras lekli mitmul. In my kli, if the while they're still attached to the kli, then they do become tummy together with the kli. Why? To have a yad the kli, because it's considered a handle to the kli. They call them a chubur lo harihu kamo, because it's attached to a kli, is considered like the kli. But one minoy adam lunoy behem, and my season is convention, nasa shir zev latachshad adam. Our mission is talking about where you made this collar, necklace type jewelry, as a jewelry for a human being. Uboidu lo adam. Nitro became tummy while it was still being used for humans. Well, Achash to muscle, nussel the baby after became tummy, he said, no, let me use it for my animal now. But Sarah had beat them to muscle, Rishain, you have to put it in the mikvah from the original tumma that they had. Shalom, Yoga, but Taharis, so it shouldn't come to touch in anything which is Taharis. Human is using it's considered a kli that's being for human usage. Makal shabahim shabraydim by is the gamal that you're going to use it to hit the camel to get to move it. Oh, it's anaka or the anaka animal. We have a gears over here. Inami kain shayis lahanig is the doiv. It's the one used to. Another answer that you want is when they used to use it to lead the beer. But the marshal and others. There's a note over there. Maser Sashas said, really, this is supposed to be later in Rashi. Shama Teches, the Ilush al Eitz, if it was only wood, then Pshutte Kli Eitzu, it would be a Kli Eitz without any receptacle, and Loma Kabli Tum, and such a Kli Eitz does not get Tomei. My Tam Hari Tzarch Behemo, it's needed for the animal. Right, the Makom Miyasra, you hit it to and afflict it in order to get to do what you want. And according to the Marshal earlier, the Inami is now over here that you're using it to lead the beer. Well, Ika Chatzitza, Shetabasa Kavua Bashir, Kavua Boy Bechazik, that the ring which is attached to the collar is attached very tightly. And the water can't enter over there. But Shiritchan Hikkav Apatish, you hit it with a hammer, Achin Espashit, until it's spread out from the Srachiv and widen itself, and the Srachiv and Nekav, and the hole widened itself, suburb all around the neck. Kerav Yosef, Svirulei, the Amr who said, Kashain Shobahim, when it's an animal, Kli, Namim Kabli Tumah, could also get tummy. Because a human being will use it. Once you wind it and hit it with it after it became tummy, it's still considered the original kli, and the tumah didn't leave it, because it's still fit to be used for an animal. The Amar who said, it doesn't get tum, it cannot become tummy unless it's still being used by humans. This tumma which it got while it was being used by humans came into risk and once you've banged on it, it's no longer nice to be used for a human being. But lilahumataris, tachi is no longer considered jewelry, but taru with a muscle, and it's become tahar from its tumma. Yardin l'day tuma son b'machshav ma'achas shechisha below. Once you really think shi'inichenu k'mo shehud, you're going to leave it as it is achshav in its current state. But Yosef tikkun acher, and you're not going to add any other fixing or finishing up, then who gemar malachta is considered finishing the work on it, the makabel tumah can become tummy. But ain't only mutumasim achas shekishiv ala or lasal shdiya. After you've already thought about the hide to use it as a rug, yardly the tumah can become tummy. The mazav shekishiv a lovely ritzuis. Besides, if you go back and now want to use it for scraps and sandals, lo botli b'taras kli does not lose its taras kli v'lo b'tahar b'kachin and does not become tummy just by the thought process. Actually, yitim bo ismol until you really touch it with the all the havishin and maisa, because now you've changed something physically in the object. Havishin and maisa miha oilum mitumasa. But we see from that so long as you've done some sort of action to the object, you now will lose. It will now lose its tumah. Lasakim zuhi tikun lutzarech behemah. This is considered fixing up because you're going to use it for an animal. La maisa hu lebat loy me teres kli to make it annulled and no longer considered a kli. The mechulalim mitchilah nasu chulun is rechavim is remained. It was made wide, wide, round, and wide. Things sheish chalal b'dveikasan. And there was a little one is attached. There was some sort of cavity over there. Shenasin tabas b'soch tabas. You put one ring into another one. Kamoshu rechav as it was wide. Shecholkin yesh chiluk b'hilchosehim. There's a differentiation in their halachas. Ve'en yodei mahu chilukon. I don't know what the difference is. Elin Shabbos in hutzah Shabbos yesh chiluk. There is a difference with regard to being chayiv and iser on taking it out on Shabbos. Ben yeshala choysin l'shein l'choysin. It depends whether or not there's a signet on the ring or not. Because the amr l'kaim on perik b'mei ish, as we're going to say later in the next perik. Dovida achasi kota boiz den echad lehen. All rings have the same halacha. Sheskin l'achbar bo amasam shekova b'roish ritzua. You attached it on the top of a scrap. Also came in bukla. You made it like a buckle. You make for the different harnesses and saddles of a horse. The lichter boy, ball bank safe, but these zuraisa. That's talking about the sleeves. To hire the other have you look the mas kalem. Now it's considered like a ring for a kalem. The l'daimi la'odam moishik behem. It's not comparable to the case where the other human is now take would use to pull it by it. She'ena mishtamish b'klum because he's not using it for anything. Menachas omedus the ritzu is just standing and waiting for the scrap of mihu. Im haritzu put together with the scrap the kabbalas tumah would become tamei avol. Im hayin noitla if you take it the machzir and return it. Ena makabbalas tumah asma does not get its own tumah on it. Does not get tumah on its own. Kikamerle ihunami dovida achasi that each one that it's all the same halachas. The etzba kamerle in Shabbos yeshchil, but with regard to Shabbos there's a difference. Almog is atzei almogim, which is a type of cedar woods, but hunain is very pretty beautiful. Tamei the basar tabasas. Then we go after the base of the which is the actual ring. Pshuti kli matechos tamei something which is a metal vessel which does not have any receptacle can become tamei. He shall almog to her the pshuti kli etzu because now it's pshuti kli etz has no receptacle and so, and the ring part is wood so therefore it does not become tamei. Ela in Shabbos you know Shabbos is chiluk being the kuvul she'ain the kuvul with regard to taking out the Shabbos is the difference if the needle has a hole in it an eye of an needle or not. Then the kuvul katani chayav chatas if it has an eye then it is. In the kuvah, it doesn't have an eye. Could go in ish pilglo. This type of needle, she tachshit, which is used as a part of the jewelry. Of the kedani ain't the chayav chatas. Perkma ish in the next perk will say you're not chayav chatas in this chura. Chur shalot the whole of it, meaning the eye of the needle. Uksa is the point. The point. Chaluda is reiro, which is the rust. Who shirishumo shomachat nikkel. You can still see the needle. Davi kli, and therefore it's a kli, it's man becomes tamei. Lishnachrina is shirishuma shalchulda nikkur bebegad, that the results of the rust is recognizable in the begad. Haino ikuv tvira v'tahira, meaning that how it stopped the ability to be able to sew it, and therefore it's tahira. B'shifis nishufis b'shufino shikurin limo. You polished it. With polish she'ein b'chuludus, now there is no rust. With the tatal b'shabbos b'chutzer in the courtyard, the ha'chazil yitul l'sakoitz, because you can use it to take out thorns and splinters. V'teres kli la, therefore, it's considered a kli. V'lo amru nekuva chaluka b'luchoseha, and we didn't say that there's any differentiation with regard to halachic halachas. El inyan tumul vaychus, with regard to becoming tumul, the nekuva, if it has a hole, meaning an eye, then the Kabbalah's tumah could become tummy. If she ain't the kuvah, doesn't have an eye in the needle, then lo, it cannot become tummy. Hot talking about Bible, parak kol hakelim, in the later parak, in this besachta, the begolmi shehu goylim, is the thing that you're making it now, shenikhsasim, in the chut, you've detached it from the string, go medisli nokiv, and you're trying to go and get ready to make an eye of the needle, there, the hole in it. Hasam hu de kol zman shalom nokva, in the Kabbalah's tumah, that's when, as long as you haven't made the hole in it, it doesn't become tummy. The hole in the malachna, because you haven't finished the work yet, in tumas kli maisa ksiv, and with regard to the tumo by a kli, it says in the pasuk maisa shegamar kol maseh, that you finished all of the work that you're doing and making the actual kli. In Shabbos, with regard to Shabbos shaya, you're allowed to move it. Zimun de min lechol. Sometimes you change your mind. The malachla hachin, you leave it like this. So you mashul imana, and you consider it a instrument already. Lenatilas kotz, take out the splinter. Abul mochat shenigma malachta. But if you have a needle which you've already finished its job, you can go on the shpilingo because you're not planning. Sheino medesin up. You're not planning on making a hole in the making iron needle. Double da achasi l'tumah. They both have, no matter what, it has the same halacha for tumah. Masdis in the mission. The mardas is a bishtil. It's time to saddle, mandichin, so kol ayomi, alachamor, and you'll leave it all day long on the donkey, lechamo, to warm it up, the army inch, because people say, chamra, feel betuk v'skam v'skarli, that the donkey is cold even during the summer, tuk v'skam, this is the height of the summer. Shikshur bo begumar, mefarish, gumar will explain it, scharim, ayilim, that's rams, levovim, shechuzois, kvulos, kvunos, mefarish, gumar will explain it, gumar, tzuris, dodeim, the breast through a spot you tie them up, shipon the yovish, you'll do it sometimes in order to dry it out. Shemahatkin, you attach them, kadesh lo chabal oil, they shouldn't have any more milk. Use avro, and they'll be able to become pregnant. Oh, you'll shmenos lechol, or they'll become fat in order to be able to eat. Upon the cholo, lishmer chabal, sometimes you do it to help to protect the milk. Shaloy tatif the orits, it shouldn't come, tatif the orits shouldn't drip to the ground. The koshan lahim kisbe the dam, and you're going to attach a type of a kiss, a type of a bag to the dodim. Rabbi Yosi Oyser Bekulam the Masihu, because it's a burden. Chutzim the Rechelim the Hakavunais Shushmiris Tzimram Shalitane. If it's watching their wool, that it shouldn't become dirty. V'havelo Tachshin, and therefore it's like a jewelry. Yosi Tzruos Liyavish Yudas Rilei. He holds the Katana Kam the Katana Kam the La Masihu. It's not considered a burden. Umil Liyavish. If you're trying to dry it, Mahadik Shap. It's really tight and sharper. Then that's okay. Let will make a shdom enough. You don't have to worry that maybe it will fall off. Also, the suya, and then you come to carry it. Avolichala, but if you're only tying it on to catch the milk, the lo mahadik in the shaper, you don't attach it very well. Then hashin, you worry about falling it. Actually, reading the whole line was Emil Yavish and mahadik shaper. If you're trying to try it off and you didn't and you tied it very well, then you let will make a shdom enough. You don't have to worry about it falling. Basa the suya, and then you'll come to carry it. Avolichala. But if you're tying it for milk, the lo matik shaper, you don't tie it very well, then chashinan, you are worried about it flowing and carrying it.